Hey everybody, Jessica Lane here. Ever catch yourself beating yourself up over a mistake? You know, that inner critic whispering those nasty little doubts in your ear? Well, guess what? That voice doesn't deserve a free pass. It's time we start treating ourselves with a little more kindness, a whole lot of compassion, and ditch the self-doubt for good. Today, we're diving deep into the superpower that can literally transform your life. Self-compassion. It's not about being soft or letting things slide. It's about understanding yourself, accepting your imperfections, and treating yourself with the same love and care you'd offer a dear friend. Think of it as building a fortress of self-acceptance where negativity can't even get close. So, let's unpack this amazing concept and explore 5 key takeaways that will revolutionize how you think about yourself. Number 1. Self-compassion starts with recognizing that everyone messes up. Seriously, no one's perfect. We all stumble, we all fall flat on our faces sometimes. It's part of the human experience. But instead of getting caught in a spiral of self-criticism, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Think about your favorite athlete. They strike out, they miss the shot, but they dust themselves off and keep going. That's the spirit. Number 2. Treat yourself like you'd treat a friend. Now, imagine your bestie is feeling down because they didn't get that promotion they were hoping for. What would you say? You wouldn't berate them, right? Instead, you'd offer words of encouragement, remind them of their strengths, and maybe even grab some ice cream. Practice the same kindness towards yourself. When those self-doubt whispers creep in, counter them with your own words of support and understanding. Number 3. Practice mindfulness. This is about being present in the moment and observing your thoughts without judgment. Ever find yourself stuck replaying past mistakes or worrying about the future? Mindfulness helps you break free from that mental hamster wheel. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your surroundings, and bring your attention back to the here and now. It's like hitting the refresh button for your mind. Number 4. Challenge those negative self-talk patterns. We all have those inner voices that can be pretty harsh. But what if you started questioning them? Is this really true? Would I say this to a friend? When you catch yourself thinking negatively, challenge those thoughts and replace them with more compassionate and realistic ones. Number 5. Remember your accomplishments. We tend to focus on our shortcomings, but it's crucial to acknowledge our victories. Write down your achievements, big or small. Celebrate your strengths and remind yourself of how far you've come. Remember that awesome presentation you gave? That time you helped a friend through a tough situation? These are all wins worth celebrating. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant artist who's been struggling with self-doubt lately. She constantly compares her work to others, feels inadequate, and avoids sharing her creations with the world. Sound familiar? Sarah decides to try out some self-compassion practices. She starts acknowledging her feelings without judgment, reminding herself that everyone goes through creative blocks, and focusing on the joy of creating art rather than the fear of failure. Slowly but surely, Sarah's confidence blossoms. She starts sharing her work again, embracing imperfections, and discovering a new level of artistic freedom. Remember, self-compassion isn't a one-time fix, it's a journey. It takes practice, patience, and a willingness to be kind to yourself, even when things get tough. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. You deserve to feel confident, empowered, and wholehearted. So, my amazing listeners, let's make a pact today. Treat ourselves with the same love and understanding we would offer our closest friends. Acknowledge our imperfections, celebrate our strengths, and embrace the beautiful journey of self-discovery. Now go out there and shine your light. I'll catch you in the next episode with more tools to uplift your inner dialogue.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.